The Lightning knocked it out of action. The local boys on the ground done their best to get it going at that time, and they did get it going, but it's lumping along. This new plant as such in Gunnahark was installed there a number of years ago, but it's like most new things now today, it's very, very much technology, practically all, 90% probably computer-based. This is where the problem is now, though. You have a lot of bugs and viruses in there. Particularly since Christmas time, since the Lightning hit it, and the whole thing is ready to collapse. The whole network in the Fulgara, Gunnahark area there is just moments away, any time at all, of collapsing. The local workers had to spend all weekend there, on Saturday, Sunday, basically switching on switches, switching off switches. It's like they're ghosting through the whole thing. There's things been switched off, there's things been switched on due to these bugs and bears, as this was happening now. All these things impact in on the water situation.
That suggests then that this is going to take, at the very least, a head-to-toe exploration and assessment of that entire IT system, and the expertise to do that presumably doesn't exist locally. Irish Water HQ is going to have to take an interest in this. They're going to have to send down the experts that can do something about it.
100%, though, and that's what needs to be done. The whole thing needs to be gone through now, like a fine-tooth comb, as you say, from head to toe. That's what needs to be done. So they'd like to make a wired plant as well, as have a similar experience as well. There seems to be a lack of these water technicians or these computer technicians for these water plants. That's totally unacceptable. If you're putting in these plants, you need to have the mechanics, the technicians alongside it then to address them, the engineers, if anything goes wrong. It's not acceptable saying he's busy in Cork or he's busy in Dublin. He needs to be busy in Donegal to fix what's going on here.